Inbound marketing is all the rage. And in this episode of Smarketing Smarts, Episode 5, we pull back the curtain and we interview David Wells from Inbound Now. Some of the things that you'll learn about inbound marketing, well, they're priceless. So sit back and enjoy today's episode. Hey there. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about who I am and why I'm doing this. My name is George Thomas, and I practically live and breathe inbound marketing. But you might be asking yourself, why should you be listening to me? Well, I have over 15 years of sales management and marketing experience, but I really have been focusing mostly on inbound marketing in the past couple years. I've earned 4 HubSpot certifications. No, really, they're hanging on my office wall right now. They're legit. Thank you, Mr. Brian Halligan. And I've also been published in several different places on HubSpot's blog, and of course, the Wild Boy blog weekly. Ultimately, though, what you need to know is that I'm a real person who does this stuff for a living every single day. I've worked with tons of clients in various industries, and I know what works and what doesn't. I've been there. I'm not here to regurgitate a bunch of crappy info. I'm here to give it to you straight, to give you the real deal. I started this podcast because I've noticed a pretty big gap between sales and marketing at companies I've worked for personally and within my clients' companies too. Inbound marketing works, but only if you have the sales strategy to execute it effectively. So if you're a sales professional, a marketing professional, a small or medium business owner, heck, if you're a large business owner, or if you're just a dude or a lady who wants to learn more about inbound marketing, social media marketing, content, email, and the ins and outs of this big confusing industry, Smarketing Smarts is the podcast for you. Before we get into the interview, let's see what's in the news this week. In this week's news, we're going to take you over to Social Media Examiner, where they have an article, 5 Ways to Grow Your Email List with Social Media. If you don't know it by now, everything that you do should be leading back to an email list. That's the list you own. That's the list that can make you money. Our other article is from The Sales Lion at thesaleslion.com, 5 Profoundly Important Parts to Every Business Website in 2014 and Beyond. Marcus Sheridan talks about the importance of answering questions on the homepage, an education center for your website, a great About Us pages, or as he calls it, About Us pages 2.0, paying attention to the needs of the visual learner, and pricing sections on your website. Last but not least, head over to HubSpot for Merry Marketing, 7 of the best holiday campaigns of 2013. You know, it is still Christmas and tis the season. That's today in the news. This is George Thomas, and you're watching Smarketing Smarts. I will warn everybody, this is the first Google Hangout that we are going to attempt to do. Everybody has said that it is the coolest thing to do in town, and so we figured we'd jump on here. And for my first guest, I actually have somebody that I have followed for quite a while, David Wells. And he is the founder of Inbound Now. David is very passionate about companies being able to use the power of inbound marketing to further their message and to impact folks that they're trying to reach. He's also a very avid blogger. He does podcasts. And a little known secret is he's quite the coder. So, and we may be able to dive in that a little bit further. But David, why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of the real deal on David Wells?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's pretty much sums it up. I run Inbound Now. We do custom WordPress development, really focused around inbound marketing. And we offer a number of different free inbound marketing tools to anybody running their site on top of WordPress. that wants to create landing pages, calls to action, and track and manage leads. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. And I like long walks on the beach, too. That's a personal note. But
oh, no. I hope that's not on your Twitter bio, because I'm going to have to unfollow you if that's on your Twitter bio. So here's the deal. Not everybody out there, well, amazingly probably, not everybody out there knows what inbound marketing is. And so I guess if you can give us a little snapshot into a brief snapshot into inbound marketing, and then how you personally got involved in inbound marketing, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So inbound marketing, it's a concept kind of flipping marketing and sales on its head. Back in the old days, you know, TV ads, billboards, all this outbound stuff, and like cold calling people would really be outbound, reaching out, interrupting people. The idea with inbound marketing is flipping that on its head and pulling people into your site with content, optimizing your site, you know, via SEO techniques, and converting those, once those people are on your site, converting those people into leads for your business with like content offers behind forms, or like a free ebook download, or, you know, a free consultation or what have you. So it's really pulling people into the site and giving them something of value in exchange for their information. And it's a good way to like qualify leads and you know, talk to people that actually want you to talk to them or might be more interested in you talking to them than you picking out the phone book and calling random people and saying, hey, do you want to buy, you know, whatever it is I'm selling? And I really got into it. I mean, it really has a lot to do with HubSpot, where I used to work. And I read the book Inbound Marketing by Dharmesh and Brian back when I was living in Charlotte, actually. So before I moved up to Boston and started working at HubSpot. And just the concept, it just made sense to me. I've never been a big salesperson. I don't like doing sales calls. I like when people come to me and I already know that they're interested in what I have to offer. And this is really a way to do that, like by marketing your business, by becoming like a thought leader in your space, blogging, like you mentioned, we blog all the time and put out podcasts and, you know, you name it. It just shows people that you know what you're talking about, and they're more likely to work with you than you saying these things about yourself. Like if they see that you're passionate about this thing or you're writing about this thing all the time, they're much more likely to look at you as a thought leader and go with you as opposed to a competitor that does nothing in the space. But right. Yeah, that's really how I got into it.
Right. And so, there's a couple things. It's interesting to find out that you're actually from Charlotte originally, and you went up to Boston. I love Charlotte. It is an awesome city. My son's actually going to college there right now at Johnson & Wales to become a chef. Obviously, you can tell we like food in our family. So inbound, it's interesting. We'll get back on track here. Inbound is definitely a strategy that companies can start to implement and use. What do you see kind of as that thought leader in inbound marketing as one of the biggest hurdles companies have to, you know, get over to start to implement that strategy?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest hurdles is, I mean, really just getting started and creating content. There is a time commitment that inbound marketing takes. It's not like you can, you know, buy a software product or just like install a plugin and then it'll magically work for you. It does take effort and time, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. Like for instance, if you're trying to increase your organic traffic over time, I worked with like hundreds and hundreds of companies that if they're not blogging at least 2 times per week, you don't really see that up into the right curve of organic traffic. It really does take consistency and, you know, putting that stuff out there. That being said, it's not going to, you know, overtake everything that you do. Once you get into the flow of it, it becomes kind of like a habit of creating content offers, making sure there's different conversion points on your site. And then it almost runs itself. You still have to do some maintenance. You still have to put out like fresh content, but it's really just getting started. And a lot of people, I think they're afraid of new technology, like leveraging social media or doing email marketing, because they're used to like old school ad buys or like classified ads or whatever, and it's that stuff doesn't really work as well anymore, and it's that stuff you can't really track as well as you, like the digital space. You can pretty much track everything, right, down to the T and see, okay, this is actually working. Let's put more money there. This isn't working at all. Let's stop that completely and shift focus onto what is. So that's kind of like what's cool about inbound marketing to me.
Yeah, I like the fact that you bring up that it's trackable. People want to talk about ROI, return on investment, all the time. And you can definitely figure out your ROI on inbound marketing, content marketing, social media marketing, way more than you could on postcards, right, or billboards. Right. I mean, you can measure this stuff. The other thing I like that you said is that, A, getting started. You just have to get started. You just have to do it. Quit putting things in your way, excuses, basically. And then the fact that it becomes a habit. You just kind of get in this cycle of creating this content. I know Wild Boy, when we started with inbound marketing, we actually, you know, it was two articles a week, and we saw a little bit of, you know, that incline visitors and leads and whatnot, but when we went to, you know, 4 or 5 blog posts a week, you know, almost on a daily basis, it just became part of our culture. Man, we could really see a difference.
Right.
So the interesting thing is, you know, you kind of got your start with HubSpot. And anybody who follows HubSpot, you can kind of tell that there's this entrepreneurial spirit that, you know, kind of goes along the place, or at least that's the culture that they kind of present outward facing. I'm curious, is that where Inbound Now was kind of formed from, or where did Inbound Now come
yeah,
out of?
So the idea of Inbound Now, it was an idea that I came up with. I was working at HubSpot. It actually wasn't part of my job doing the podcast. I was a consultant there, and doing Inbound Now was just something that I wanted to do, mainly to talk to like different marketing people that I looked up to. Like I got to interview like Chris Brogan and like Seth Godin, a bunch of people that like I've read their books, and I'm like, wow, this person is very, very smart. What's my excuse to actually reach out and talk to them? Hey, I have a video podcast. Come on, you know, so that was kind of how it started. And the name, actually, I was either going to name it The Spot or Inbound Now. And my mom was like, Inbound Now, that's a great name. So I got to thank my mom for that one.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started. And then it just kind of, I just kept doing it week after week after week. And then I was leaving HubSpot to start up my own thing. And basically, I said I wanted to keep doing the podcast. No, it wasn't part of my daily job at HubSpot. It was just something that I was doing in my spare time. And, you know, they let me keep rolling with it. So.
Yeah, I need to get your mom's email. I need to send her an email and thank her about Inbound Now. The Spot, I think maybe that's a Tide commercial. Or laundry detergent. That might be a great audio podcast for a detergent company. You've reached the spot, right?
Yeah.
So what's funny is with the Inbound Now, you have started to kind of create these tools, and I'd like to work our way through them a little bit. And if you don't mind, can you kind of explain the idea, first of all, of landing pages? And then how Inbound Now's landing page plugin for WordPress, and I guess I should preface to everybody that's going to watch the rest of this, we're going to talk about a set of plugins that work with WordPress for your website. And if you can just explain, you know, again, the concept of landing pages and how the landing page plugin for WordPress will help companies with that strategy.
Yeah, sure. So, like, the basic concept behind landing pages is, well, a lot of times people, when they're doing some sort of campaign or an email blast or whatever it may be, whatever channel you're using, they'll send people into like their home page or a page that has like things all over the place. It's very busy. There's not a very clear like message of what to do on that page. And like the idea behind the landing page is it's very simple, very clean. There's no navigation. There's no like social media links to take people out of the landing page. When someone goes to that page, it's a very clear message. of what they're going to get if they fill out a form on that page. And it's for lead generation. So you really don't want any links outside to like Twitter or whatever, like social media site, or really other pages on your site. It's really to capture that person, get them to see like, oh, if I'll learn this, this, and this, or this will help me with my job, or this is a checklist for me to use in my day-to-day, you know, life that'll make my life easier. Then they'll fill out that form. Once they fill out that form, they become a lead for your business. They might not be the hottest lead, but it's basically taking that anonymous web visitor on your site, and now you have their email address, so you can kind of start that conversation and follow up with an email campaign or a lead nurturing campaign. So like that's kind of the idea behind the landing page and why they're like almost critically important to your business in terms of like lead generation. Because every website will have a contact us page, but if you have content offers, you're giving something of value to that person for free, it's much more enticing to the actual web visitor. So that's kind of the concept behind landing pages. And with our plugin, basically, it allows you to create those landing pages either like based off what your current WordPress theme looks like, or we have like a number of different templates that you can use. It's also like fully extendable. So if you have your own design or your design agency wants to design their own page or what have you, you can plug that in as well. It's like completely flexible for that. And that's kind of the landing page plugin in a nutshell. And it offers like A/B testing and stuff for free, which is unheard of in the internet marketing space. But yeah.
Yeah, free in general in the internet marketing space is kind of unheard of. The thing I like too is if you're used to using WordPress, you know that you have posts and you have pages. And if you have a lot of site pages and then you start to realize like, hey, I need to create these offers that are engaging, that people want to download, and you just start creating, you know, additional pages that are sort of the same as your website pages. Then you try to go back and you try to find them, and they're amongst all these other pages. And I like the fact that landing pages almost gives you like this separate area that you can dive into and work with, and you can make it look different, like you said, customizable. And you know, here's the thing: we're talking about landing pages, but also you have to think about thank you pages as well, right? For every landing page, there should be a thank you page that you actually give them the offer or the option to download or watch, you know, a webinar, whatever the offer is. And so being able to have this extra place where you can test it and store it and, you know, customize it is awesome. Now, how do people, and this is kind of, I'm asking the question, but how do people get to these landing pages? Obviously, there's another critical piece of the inbound strategy that is call to actions. If you want to be a hip kid, you always call it a CTA, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, so I see that Inbound now also has a call to action plugin. And so maybe just, you know, for the viewers, if you can talk about the strategy behind call to actions, and then again, a little bit about the plugin and what you can do with it and what makes it a little bit different than just adding, per se, an image to the page.
Yeah, definitely. So it is. So like with the landing pages, you have to get people actually to those landing pages. Obviously, you can link to them directly from like social media or an email campaign. But a lot of times people will be coming into your homepage or another like site page on your site. And basically, a call to action is something that kind of pops out on the page. It's basically like if you do a blink test on a page, the first thing that you should notice is a call to action, and the call to action should clearly say like, hey, you know, download our free guide on the 10 biggest mistakes you need to avoid in XYZ. Like there's a lot of different like copywriting tricks to kind of make them eye-catching, and like if you just go to the supermarket and look at Cosmo magazine and read the cover, you'll see a million different headline ideas that are really, really good. Just replace whatever weird thing it is with like a keyword of yours, and that's a good call to action. But the idea is placing those on your site And relevancy is important too. So placing, like let's say that you're a real estate company or a real estate broker, or now let's go with that. You're an insurance broker. You do like home insurance, health insurance, car insurance, like the whole gamut, right? You like on the home insurance page, you want to have a relevant call to action on that page that speaks to the content of that page. So with the call to action plugin, you can basically create the different calls to action with like different templates. And again, it's extendable, so you can create your own templates, use your own images, et cetera, and place those specifically on specific pages and track the results as well. So it does do A/B testing, and it does do like how many views has it had, how many click-throughs has it had. And if it's not getting any click-throughs, obviously there's something wrong with it, and you should probably tweak the copy or the design or put a different offer there to see what is working. But yeah, so with the call to action tool, you can do that. It also tracks, like if you're using our leads plugin, which I'm sure we'll get into in a second here, it'll also append like anything that someone's clicking on the site, it'll actually append that to their lead profile. So it, when someone becomes a lead on a landing page or whatever other form you have on your site, you can see, you know, all the different pages they viewed and what calls to action they've actually clicked on. So you can kind of gauge interest in what they are specifically interested in when you're following up with them via email or a phone call. It also does pop-ups and slide-ins from the bottom. We just added that as a feature. But yeah, that's kind of calls to action in a nutshell. And if you go to the WordPress plugin page, I think it's wordpress.com or .org/plugin/CTA, there's a good diagram that shows kind of the flow through the site. So someone comes into the site, they see a call to action, they click on it, you go into a landing page, they fill out a form, and then that's a lead. And that's kind of like the inbound marketing flow through the site. But yeah.
Nice. And we'll make sure that we put a link when this ends up on the blog and we have show notes. We'll put a link to that long cool URL that we listed out there as we watch it back.
Yeah, it is now, hard to read out a URL.
Yeah, it's like, slow down, I'm still typing. So I guess my question too is with the call to action plugin, does it work somewhat similar, or let's just put it this way, can I, if I create a call to action and then 6 months down the road, or maybe it's 2 hours when I realize I spelled a word wrong, but I've already put it on 10 blog articles, if I change the call to action in one area, does it fix it across all my blog articles?
Yeah.
Or how does that work?
That's kind of the other component, I guess. It's just like managing it all in one place. So if you do like have a typo, or you want to change the color scheme or change the dimensions of it, you would just go into that specific area. Like you mentioned for landing pages, it's all housed in the call to action area, and you'd go and edit whatever you wanted, and then that would update across the entire site. So it is, yeah. I mean, if you're putting images different places, that would be kind of a pain.
And that's one point that I really wanted people to understand is that when you start rocking out content, and let's say, you know, 6 months, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, you've created, you know, 500 blog articles, and you have one call to action on, let's say, 50 of those. Imagine the man hours that you would have to spend to go back and change all 50 of those call to actions if it was just in an individual place. Here you can just change it and boom, it changes across the platform, which is, you know, saves a ton of time.
Yeah.
And you did allude to the fact that I wanted to dive in a little bit further, because the landing page plugin, it's cool. Call to actions, it's cool. But one of the biggest things I think that takes inbound to a whole new level is being able to take these people who start out as kind of they're visitors. You don't know who they are. You really don't know what they're doing. There's been many a meeting I've been in where people will be like, well, my Google Analytics say that I got 5,000 people. And you're like, well, how does that help you? You have no clue really who they are, what they're doing, what makes them tick. And so the part that I got excited about that I saw last time I was checking out the website was the fact that now you do you've kind of taken it to the next level with lead management, tracking. And even some marketing automation. So if you want to just take a couple minutes and maybe give us that big ball of inbound, wonder, and kind of explain that a little bit through the plugins.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, with Google Analytics is awesome. I use it on every site. I recommend people using it on every site. But the one thing that it doesn't do, it's actually against their terms of service. You can't pass in any personally identifiable information. So like, you can't tell like what their name is. You can't tell what their email is. You can. The only thing that you can see is like kind of what city they're converting from, which, you know, that's not that useful. But anyways, so that's kind of a limitation of Google Analytics and lead tracking. So what I wanted to do with leads was I wanted to see every single page the person's viewing on my site. It also generates like a tag cloud if they're viewing different categories of content. It'll pull in all of their social media information if that exists in the service that we're using to pull that in. It'll pull in their like websites, their demographic information, and the geo information of like where they're converting from if it's really interesting to you and you're like a geographic specific business. But that kind of is all housed in the leads tool. Which all these plugins, like, you don't have to install all of them. They all work independently of each other. That's how we design them. But when you do combine them all together, it's pretty powerful in terms of what it can do. But yeah, leads is just a way to see what that person did on the site and see like a ongoing history of what they're doing moving forward as well. So like, if I converted on your guys' site on Monday, and I come back to the site on Wednesday, it'll keep tracking what I'm doing, and it'll just keep appending that lead data to that lead. And how that's valuable to businesses is basically when you're following up with a lead, either via email or via a phone call, it's kind of helpful to know what they've been looking at on your site. So to go back to that insurance example, like if I knew that this one person looked at a bunch of health insurance pages on my site, filled out a form, and I have their phone number, and I give them a call, I would probably start like frame the conversation around health insurance services we offer, or hey, do you have any other questions about health insurance, yada yada yada, right? So it's not like you're trying to guess what they're interested in. You know exactly what they're interested in your site. So that's kind of leads in a nutshell. And we do have a new marketing automation component still being baked. It should be out at the beginning of the year though. And we're pretty excited about that. That'll like incorporate lead scoring, feeding leads into different lead nurturing campaigns based off the activities they've taken on your site. There's just a lot of different components there. The problem that we're seeing with that is we don't want to make it too crazy advanced for the novice kind of user. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what we want to add and what we don't want to add in terms of features, because we could just add a million different things and then it would be too confusing for people to use. So.
Yeah, there's a fine line between having the power to do things that you want to be able to do as a business, and then opening up a tool and going, holy crap, I don't know where to start. And so I can understand, that needing to be baked out, and I'm definitely excited to kind of see where that goes. One of my kind of hidden secret pleasures is actually lead scoring that you referenced. I love kind of the mathematics and data behind every action equals something, right? If you download a certain offer, maybe it's worth 15 points. If you open one of my emails, it might be worth 5. And again, I don't want to get into the whole sales funnel, but depending on top, middle, or bottom, how many points do I want to give you until you win the game of getting a phone call from me as a company, right? I also do want to hit on one thing that you talked about, and this is to all the sales and marketing people out there that are thinking about the lead the lead plugin and being able to get all this rich data about what people are doing on the site, almost kind of like a voyeuristic type ability to be able to go into your back end of WordPress and see what they're doing. Just remember that with great data comes great responsibility. And don't be that creepy dude that like people look at and stare and kind of point at in the sales and marketing world, right? Here's my next thing I want to kind of get, because obviously you have, you know, your fingers on the pulse of marketing and sales and inbound marketing and the WordPress community, and I just really want to get your thoughts on, you know, what do you think or where do you see inbound marketing kind of going in, you know, 2014 and maybe even a little bit beyond that? What are some maybe hot buttons that we should start to look at?
Where do I see it going? I mean, like the biggest change in inbound marketing would be, I mean, SEO. The SEO component of inbound marketing is the most volatile, and it's always changing. I think it's interesting what Google's trying to do with authorship and like author ranking and all that stuff. I'm not sure where that's going to go just yet. So before I worked at HubSpot, I did SEO full time. So I have like a deep I know what happens in the dark world of SEO. And it's definitely changed since those days. But I think that's the biggest thing that's going to change. Like it'd be interesting to see what Google keeps doing with their algorithm. I don't know what that's going to be. I know that they're like making a huge push for like Google Plus to have something to do with their algorithm. The problem with that is that not that many people use Google Plus, and if they do, it's mostly a tech crowd. So it really depends on like your audience. I actually think Google is trying to roll Google Plus and YouTube together, and I think that would be probably a very compelling social like channel. YouTube's already like one of the biggest sites out there. I think I don't know how it'll work yet. That's one of my predictions. I don't think that'll happen in 2014. I think that will happen eventually. But in terms of like the core inbound marketing concepts, I think it's still the same. Creating content offers. Start with a content offer, create an ebook or a guide or record a webinar or whatever it may be, put that behind a form, behind a landing page, add a call to action to the most traffic pages of your site, and that's really like the bread and butter of inbound marketing, and it's not that hard to do. I don't think that'll change moving forward. What will change, though, is I think there will be more tools, and we're actually working on stuff like this, too, to make things more contextually relevant. So, for example, and this is part of our kind of marketing automation piece, if we know that a visitor has already downloaded a specific guide or what have you, we wouldn't show that call to action. Instead, we would show a different call to action to kind of get them to download a bottom of the funnel content offer or sign up for a consultation or whatever it may be. But I think there's going to be a lot smarter tools. The problem with that, though, and that was one of our first products that we launched at the like genesis of Inbound Now, was a contextual call to action tool. The problem that we saw, though, was it's a foreign concept to most people. Placing contextually relevant calls to action, it's a lot of moving pieces, and you really have to like map out a plan of what you want to happen. So I don't know. I think there's an educational gap right now of like, you know, there's a lot of people just getting into like the basics of inbound marketing. So we don't want to confuse them too much with, oh, well, you can do this, this, and this. And if this person viewed more than 20 pages, you could show them this instead. You know, it's like it gets into this crazy logic thing that, I don't know. That's what we're trying to balance, though. I think that will continue to grow, though.
Yeah. A lot of great stuff there. First of all, I want to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that Inbound marketing is a journey. You have to start with kind of the basics, get that stuff rolling, you know, like we talked about before, creating it as a habit, right? And then, you know, really mapping out the strategy of, you know, I have a website, I need a landing page. For people to get to that landing page, I need a call to action. After they actually engage with my form, I need a thank you page. And well, you know what, I should probably score these folks for everything they're doing, so here's lead generation. And then, you know, kind of what you're talking about is, you know, kind of this smarter call to action, if you will, that, you know, if they have seen something, you know, they don't want to see it again. And right now we live in a world where websites are websites. If I come to your website, I've never been there before, I get, you know, a website. And if right. I've bought everything that you sell under the sun, and I go to your website, I still get your website. And so looking forward in ways to be able to change that where, you know, it is about content right now, but at some level, I think in the future, I agree with you that it's really going to be context-based, and companies are going to have to be relevant to the folks that are landing on their space that they have on the internet. The other thing that I agree completely with you is the way that Google is going to change moving forward. The fact that you can already see when you're signing up for accounts how they are linking up YouTube and Google Plus profiles. And so really they have this kind of trifecta of the largest video search or second search engine, really, the largest search engine, and then a social platform that in a way kind of can be a bully because now you have rel equals author, right? And people want to get that SEO juice out of this rel tag. And I was reading something the other day about how now there's even going to be a publisher, that a company can be a publisher, and that'll give them some added weight as well. So it'll be very interesting looking forward. But I think too, one of the things you talked about, all these tools and more tools, the future of inbound really is about people being human and figuring out how to use these tools and not lose their human side of it. Because sometimes when you get in a tool, you start getting cold, and really it is getting back to just, you know, being normal, being human. With that said, let me go ahead and ask you one last question. Actually, it's two questions in one. But if you can kind of quickly give me your favorite thing about inbound marketing and then maybe the thing that you dislike. I won't use the word hate. That's a strong word. But the thing that maybe you dislike most about inbound marketing.
Yeah, sure. So let's see. My favorite thing about inbound marketing is that if you do the simple steps that I was talking about, it works, and it works for like any business, and I've seen it over and over and over again. So like when I was working on HubSpot, I was consulting with like hundreds of different companies all the time, and the ones that would succeed were the ones that did like the blog posts, at like weekly blog posts, or like at least two per week is what I saw as like the bare minimum. The ones that did not and said, oh, we don't have time for that. Oh, who's going to read our blog? We only have like 12 blog subscribers. It's not for that. It's for organic traffic. That's what they didn't understand. It's just, yeah. So basically my favorite thing in a nutshell is if you follow the basic core concepts laid out, it works. It works for any business to generate more leads to your site, because if you don't have conversion points on your site right now and it's just a static brochure website, or you just have a contact us page hidden somewhere in your nav, like you're not generating as many leads as you could for your business. You're not growing your mailing. Even if you're not trying to generate leads for your business, you should be, if you're trying to make money with your website, you should be growing your mailing list, and that's with different conversion points, different content offers, etc. So that's probably my favorite thing. It's like I haven't seen a case yet where it doesn't really work. There's one kind of example where it was a luxury brand where they're chartering like private jets. So they had a slightly different audience. So content offers didn't work as well, but they still like implemented the other core concepts of inbound marketing to drive more and more traffic to their site and show up in more search results. So Yeah, so that's my favorite thing. My least favorite thing, let's see. I would have to say, man, that's a hard question. Nothing. No. I mean, sometimes blogging for me can be a chore. It's a very important chore. And when I do start blogging and I keep with it, it becomes like second nature. But if I fall off the blog bandwagon, it takes a little bit of coaxing to get me back on track. So that's probably my least favorite thing about inbound marketing is like keeping the content flowing. It's just hard sometimes. It's very hard. So.
Yeah, I agree. Coming up with those ideas and getting them down on paper, and then knowing the fact that you have to really spell correctly and all that kind of stuff, grammar, is always fun. What I find interesting is that, and I want the audience to realize this, it was hard for you to find something that you disliked about inbound marketing, because inbound marketing isn't only marketing that the customers love. It's actually marketing that marketers love and salespeople love, because it does set in these rules and tactics that you start to know the playing field. You know what you can do and what you can try, and maybe this time we'll try a reverse or a handoff, to go with a sports analogy. And so inbound marketing is awesome. So now to probably the most important part of our Google Hangout here is and it's time for your shameless plug. I know we love those parts.
Okay.
But if somebody wants to get in touch with you, or if they want to follow, you know, what's going on with these plugins, or what you're working on next that will work with WordPress, where do you want to direct them? Maybe your Twitter or where, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at David Wells. You can shoot me an email, david@inboundnow.com, if you have any questions. And yeah, if you go to our homepage, inboundnow.com, all of our plugins are laid out there right at the top that you can click into and download for free. That's where you can find me right now. And definitely, we're always open to, and if you find something that like one of our plugins doesn't do right now, we're always open to feature requests. And the way that we built the plugins is that they are extendable by third-party developers. So if there is something that you want to hook into, like let's say, for example, you want to add some sort of new option to a landing page for like your client or for just your site in general, like, and there's no hook for that right now, we can absolutely add that in. So we're totally open to that. And we have a GitHub repository for all of our free plugins out there.
Nice. Well, David, thank you for taking time out and doing this interview. Obviously, there was a lot of great information. Folks, if you want to reach out and touch base with me, you can obviously hit the old Twitter handle here. That's my favorite social network.
Cool. Do I have one of those things on the screen?
I don't think you had a lower third, but we can talk
about
it.
This is like my first Hangout.
after we get off the Hangout, I'll show you how to do that. I really needed people to see my crazy hat. You know, I love my crazy hat. So, but reach out to me on Twitter, or you can obviously email me, george@wildboy.co. But until next time, this has been Smarketing Smarts. Have a great day.